Jessica, thank you for joining us. We're starting things off talking about New Mexico 2nd District Congresswoman Yvette Harrell, who was sworn in this past weekend, objecting to certifying President-elect Biden's victory. What can you tell us about the Congresswoman's move here?
Correct. So Yvette Harrell, who listeners might recall, has won the seat back for the GOP from Xochitl Torresma, who held it for only a single term. She was sworn in along with the other newest additions to the U.S. House of Representatives over the weekend, and that includes our District 1 Rep, Deb Haaland. Now, one of the first things that we've noted out of her term is her objection, as you said, to certifying the state's results for Biden. In this case, it's looking like the biggest objection is to the turnover of certain documents and procedures to an inquiry committee by the state's Secretary of State, which is Maggie Toulouse-Oliver. So we will keep an eye on how that plays out. But we'll also keep an eye out on the first year, which is 2021, of Yvette Harrell's term.
Okay, now we're going to move on and talk about another issue, and that is news surrounding a lawsuit and also some inmates at the Otero County Jail saying that the jail is not practicing COVID-19 safe protocols. What can you tell us about what you're finding out?
Yes. So first of all, I invite your listeners to go to alamogordonews.com and catch the updated news on this. But what we have learned is that there are some complaints coming out of the Otero County Jail from inmates who say that they are either being denied PPE, aren't being given it on a regular basis, or being exposed to other inmates who may or may not have the virus. Last week, we listened in to a hearing in which 12th District public defenders were asking the court to ask the jail to turn over medical records for some of their clients. There was an issue with understanding exactly who or who is not COVID-19 positive. The jail does have testing for inmates that come in and out of its facility. We will be trying to look at the number of inmates who might have the virus, what the spread might be among staff, but also keeping an eye out on what the facility officials are saying to the lawsuit, to the request to look at those medical records.
Okay, Jessica, thanks for that update. We'll stay updated with you all at the Alamogordo Daily News on what's happening at the Otero County Prison Facility. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you.